right, welcome back everyone to another edition of Ranting and Raving after a very, very long hiatus. I am back. Why the long hiatus, you may ask? Well, basically laziness on my part. I had tons of stuff going on and I simply kept forgetting to record, and then by the time I would remember, I wouldn't feel like it or something else would come up and I would skip it. But I am back, at least for this episode. What prompted you to come back, Todd? You may be asking yourself, or you may not, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I decided to sit down just now and record this because I am pissed, folks. I am angry. I am sad. Every emotion that you can think of, I've been rolling through it for the past few days, and I finally decided it was time to get my thoughts out. I had initially started to write up something to post on Facebook, and I kept deleting it because I was asking myself, what's the fucking use? This is a topic for another episode, but lately, I'm just sick of Facebook and 90% of the people on it. But I'll talk about that in another episode down the road. What has my hackles raised is here in the great nation of the United States of America, we have had yet another fucking school shooting at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California. This was, as I record this, a couple of days ago. And yes, folks, we have another mass shooting in the United States. Five students were shot before the shooter turned the gun on himself. And my question is, how much more of this are we going to tolerate in the United States in the year 2019, and as we go into the next decade of this century and of this millennium? My answer is, we're going to keep tolerating it because that's what we fucking do in this country. We have one of these incidents with such frightening regularity that no one cares anymore. You know how I know no one cares? Is because this was barely a blip on my Facebook newsfeed. It used to be that when this happened, my Facebook newsfeed would be flooded with comments and shares and the usual fucking thoughts and prayers and all that other bullshit that comes with every one of these. But this time, I saw maybe a handful of posts, a handful of sad emojis or whatever the fuck, and we just move on. When the Amazon rainforest was burning for 3 days, my newsfeed was non-fucking-stop about it. Non-stop. It was nuts. When the wildfires were raging in California, which they might still be, I don't know. We seem to have moved on from that as well. But when the wildfires were raging, dozens and dozens of posts about it and people saying how they hoped everybody was okay and et cetera, et cetera. We have another school shooting where fucking high school kids are shot and barely a blip on my newsfeed. And that, folks, is fucked up. I know that posting about it on social media doesn't accomplish anything. I know that in the end it doesn't really do much, you know, other than the usual platitudes. But what it tells me is that we are so accustomed to these incidents and are just so immune to it and hardened to it now that we can't even be bothered to comment. Yeah, you know, people will claim that they care because they posted about, you know, sending thoughts and prayers. You know, like always, I think people just cut and paste that shit at this point, you know? So people claim to care, and I'm sure that a lot of you do. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm sure that a lot of people are brokenhearted by this. I do know that a lot of us, a lot of the people in my social media circle, know people personally who were touched by this incident. I'm not going to name names, but a lot of people know them and reached out to them directly to make sure that everything was okay and that their children were okay. But this is the world we live in, folks. We now live in a world where these incidents are commonplace to the point where I go on any news outlet in here in America, anyone, it doesn't matter, pick one. And these are barely a headline anymore. They are no different than sports news or entertainment news or any other global news, anything. They're just yet another story in another day. And we just start the countdown to the next one. Nothing will change. Everybody will say the same exact thing that they always do. Hands will wring, teeth will gnash. There will be talking points about gun control and talking points about mental health and talking points about bullying, but nothing will fucking change. We live in a world where I'm an IT consultant, so I work in various corporate offices in my area. And what do I see in every one? On every bulletin board in the hallway, there's a poster telling me what to do in case of an active shooter. Can you imagine that? Like, even 10 years ago, I could never have imagined seeing such a thing. Like, yeah, you get the poster about the minimum wage. You get the poster that, equal opportunity is the law. You have the posters about anti-sexual harassment and other harassment in the workplace. I never thought that we'd have to add to that what to do if an active shooter strolls into the office. My daughter just went through another lockdown drill in her school. When my daughter has to call me in tears and say, "Daddy, do you think that there could ever be a school shooter in my school?" What do I tell her? How do we as parents deal with that fucking question? Can you imagine such a thing? Like, our kids used to come to us and say, I'm having trouble with the algebra homework. Oh, Dad, my teacher's mean to me. Dad, someone was picking on me on the playground during recess. Now it's like, Dad, do you think I could ever get shot at school? I just started crying. I didn't want to let her know that. But I had no idea how to even respond to that. All I could tell her was, you know, rattle off statistics about how, even though these seem, you know, are so common, the actual chances of any one student being killed or shot in a school shooting is still actually very low compared to other things like auto accidents and choking and stuff like that, you know. So that's all I really could do to try to put her mind at ease. My daughter is very much like me. She thinks very sort of logically and mathematically and scientifically. So she kind of understood that. But still, I had to spend a long time with her. And it sucks, to those of you who don't know, my wife and I are separated. I live in New Jersey. My daughter and my ex-wife live in Virginia. So it's a six-hour drive. I don't get to see my daughter as often as I would like. So we have to talk a lot on the phone. So I couldn't even hug her and console her. I had to kind of step her through it over the phone. I'm supposed to be the protector, you know, I'm the dad, I'm the daddy lion or the daddy bear, and she's the cub, and I'm supposed to protect her. I'm 6 hours away, I can't protect her. We send our kids off to school every day, and now we do it with the hope that they won't be the victim of a school shooting. It is embarrassing to me as a citizen of the United States of America that this happens with such regularity in this country. I see so many people posting all the time on social media about the United States being the greatest nation on earth. How? How are we the greatest nation on earth when our kids are regularly getting shot up at school? What is our basis for saying we're the greatest nation on earth at this point? Because we have the biggest military, because we have the biggest economy. What is our basis? And you can be mad. Like, I'm sure some of you are stewing and bristling at those comments. But, you know, fucking tough. Deal with it. This is how I feel. I love this country. I'm proud to be an American. I would not, probably not want to live anywhere else. But I just don't understand this greatest nation on earth mentality when this kind of a thing happens with such regularity in this country. And because of the fact that nobody wants to do anything about it. Everybody is too scared. Everybody is too scared to do anything politically. I do know that there are brave people who rush to Facebook to make comments about gun control or about mental health. The whole gun control thing at this point just makes me laugh because it's always the fucking same. You get the two camps on the extreme opposite ends. You get the people who are, you know, for very strict gun control. And then you get people who are like, fuck you, you'll never take my fucking gun. I love my gun. I sleep with my gun. I have sex with my gun. We have a right, Second Amendment. You know what? I'm so sick of hearing about the Second Amendment. I'll tell you a little story, folks. I got into a debate with some dipshit on Facebook the last time one of these shooting happens. And his argument was, I had said, well, he, it's the usual Second Amendment thing. Well, look, man, this is in the Constitution, so I have the constitutional right. Okay. You know, guess what? The Constitution can be changed. And his response to that was, no, it can't. It's in the Constitution. And I'm like, you realize it's the Second Amendment, you fucking moron. It already has been changed. What, 20? I don't even know. I don't remember. I'm not a constitutional scholar like so many of my Facebook friends are. But it was 27, 28, 29 times it's been changed. The Second Amendment. It already has been changed. So this idea that we can't change it again is so fucking ridiculous that I can't even deal with that level of ignorance and stupidity. I really can't. But this is how a lot of people think. I'm sorry, folks. I'm tired of hiding my feelings about this. And if this costs me friends, it costs me relationships, I don't care. We have a gun culture and a gun fetish in this country. It's out of proportion. It's out of whack. And I just don't understand it. This is not the wild, wild west anymore, no matter what the news wants to tell you. Overall crime, and especially violent crime, has been on the decline in this country for decades. And you know what? If you really are so scared that you feel the need to have a gun in your house to protect yourself against some home invasion or some government invasion that you seriously think is going to happen, then you know what? More power to you. My only hope for you is that you don't become a victim of one of these statistics where you end up shooting a loved one who comes home unexpectedly at night, or your teenager sneaks out and goes drinking and stumbles through the kitchen in the middle of the night and you end up blowing their head off. Or, you know, another one of these responsible gun owners that I've heard so much about leaves their gun laying around and a five-year-old shoots another child in the face. You know, no one wants to talk about those incidents, and people want to talk about how rare they are. They're not as rare as you think. And, you know, I could quote statistics all day long, but I'm not going to do that. Feel free to look them up. They're out there. But the gun fetish people are never going to care about that. They're dreaming about some home invasion that might happen that they need to protect themselves from. You know, more of the good guy with a gun nonsense. And they'll throw some article in my face where some guy shot a robber or whatever. And that's great that that guy was able to protect his mighty castle from the scary invaders. But I know what the true crime statistics are. I never talk out of my ass. I have done hours and hours of research, FBI statistics, crime bureau statistics, local law enforcement statistics. The numbers are out there. And people always tell me, but Todd, statistics can be manipulated to say whatever they want. You know what? Yes, you can interpret statistics in all kinds of ways. But it's funny that they only seem to throw that in my face when it benefits them. But when I quote a statistic that they can't refute, then they have nothing to say. Or when they, you know, you throw quotes in my face about how many millions of gun owners are out there that are never involved in a violent incident, they throw that in my face as well. Well, guess what? Millions of people get behind the wheel of a car every day and nothing ever happens. Yet 50-something thousand people die in this country in car accidents, which is not an insignificant number, okay? So, yeah, like, overall, you know, you're not likely to get shot, you know, going about your day. And I get that. But my point to all of this is, we are so immune to this now that it's sad and it's depressing and it just makes me angry. Nothing is going to change. These are going to continue to happen. Our kids will get trained on what to do for lockdown drills. We will continue to have to counsel our children and console them when these things happen. And that's just life in the United States, folks. No one has the will to do anything about this because they're afraid of the NRA. They're afraid of all the gun manufacturers. Make no mistake, folks. The NRA does not give a fuck about the individual gun owner or gun enthusiast. They don't. They care about the gun and ammo manufacturers. That's who they represent. The NRA wants as many guns sold and as much ammunition sold as possible. That's what they want. So they don't give a shit about an individual gun owner and them protecting their castle or whatever the fuck they're doing with their gun. They don't care, folks. The majority of Americans and the majority of even NRA members want things like universal background checks and crackdowns on gun shows and things like that. Just reasonable things that we can try. And don't throw that shit in my face. Ugh, criminals don't obey laws, man. So if we ban guns or we enact stricter gun control, it's not going to help. First of all, fuck you. You don't know that it won't work, okay? You don't know anything until you try it, okay? Other countries have enacted strict gun control, and it has had a positive outcome. So you will never know if something works until you try it. You don't know if you enjoy skydiving until you jump out of a fucking plane, right? You don't know if you're gonna hate broccoli until you fucking eat it, right? So don't tell me about gun laws. And stop with the lawbreaker fallacy, okay? We have laws on the books, right? There are laws against rape, but people still rape. There are laws against murder, but people still kill other people, right? So this idea, oh, well, if we enact different gun control laws, it's not going to help. You don't fucking know that, okay? No one will know that until we actually do it. So you roll it out in baby steps. You implement reasonable, common sense controls, and you see what the effect is. Don't tell me that this can't be done. Other countries have people with mental health issues. Other countries have high schools where kids get bullied every day, and we are the only developed nation where these mass shootings happen with this regularity. And I know, again, someone will throw something in my face about some random incident in another country or about how some dude in China stabbed 11 people or whatever the fuck. Yeah, crazy people are going to do crazy things, you know. And again, back to the mental health real quick, because I know I'm rambling and I'm ranting, but I'm fucking pissed. The whole mental health thing, well, guess what? We keep cutting benefits for mental health. We keep cutting mental health facilities. So don't whine to me about mental health. And again, nothing gets done about it. And the problem with mental health as a cause is the vast majority of people, of mentally ill people, will never become violent. I have a brother who was diagnosed with several mental health issues, and he has never shot up a school. He's never shot up a mall or a concert or anything. He's not a violent kid. He's a good kid, you know? So this idea, but it's a mental health issue. I know why you think that. Anyone who strolls onto a school and starts shooting kids would appear to be mentally ill. But not necessarily, and I think it furthers the stigma against mentally ill people. You know, we shouldn't be afraid of everyone who has mental health issues. And those people who do have those issues and are deemed that they may become violent, you know, need to be dealt with. And I don't know what that answer is, and guess what? None of you do either. We need to rely on experts to take a look at this. But the bottom line is, folks, I'm just so tired of hearing about these. And most of all, sorry, I'm getting a little emotional because of the conversation I had to have with my daughter. I'm tired of my daughter crying and having anxiety because she's afraid that she's going to get shot and killed at school. Let that fucking sink in, okay? Before you start telling me how no one is going to take your gun away, which no one is suggesting that. But before you start crying about that, just let that sink in. And if you don't have kids, okay, I'm sure there's someone in life who has been touched by this that you've had to deal with. All right, folks, you know what? I think that's it. I think I've said my piece about it. Like I said, I know that there are going to be some of you that are not going to like my opinions, and you know what? Don't care, you know? I'm just tired of reading about these incidents. I'm tired of having to explain it to my daughter. I'm tired of the gun fetish culture that we have and just the overall gun obsession that we have in this country. It's just, it's out of control. It's ridiculous. Something has to get done. I don't know what that something is. I'm not going to pretend to know what it is. I have my ideas. I have in my mind things that I think may work. I don't know. It's not for me to decide. All I know is we have to fucking do something. But I know in my heart deep down that we won't. We will offer more thoughts and prayers, which apparently don't work, by the way. And we will wring our hands and we'll weep. And we'll share a handful of tweets and Facebook posts here or there. But in the end, we will do nothing. Our children will continue to die. And after every one of these happens, we will just start the countdown to the next one. Have a good day.